15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's a cheer we used to do in softball.
What? It's actually Geico.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. But we never got to use it because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from Geico because they help save people money.
Geico? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
He's the home inspector and he's got advice to fix up your home. Oh, gee, that's nice. So you don't have to...
790 AM, 104.7 FM, KFJO.com, the KFJO mobile app. Follow 790 KFJO on Twitter. Like the KFJO Morning Crew on Facebook.
Every Tuesday right around 640, we are joined by Lars Knobloch of Nordic Companies, Inc. He is a home inspector. If you have any questions for him, you can give us a call right now. The Laney studio lines are open, 237-5948. 1-800-880-5346 or text in your questions to 35270.
Hey, good morning, Lars. Thanks for stopping in the studio.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Swanky looking shirt you have on there. Nordic
cool?
Inspections.
Yeah.
Let me take a little different tour this morning. Yeah, I see that shirt and I'm thinking, if somebody wants to become a part of the Nordic Inspections team, are you looking for people on your team? What kind of jobs might you have would be available, Lars?
We are always looking for people.
You are.
And right now we are in need of home inspectors. We need people to take care of all our messes in our office. We're looking at radon mitigation people. So if anyone is interested in joining our team, they can visit our website and actually apply on our website. And then we will contact them. And
what kind of a background, if somebody would be looking at being like a radon specialist or a home inspector, what kind of a candidate would you be looking for?
You know, background is not, we're not necessarily looking for background. We're looking for personality. We want to find someone that will fit within our culture and, you know, good people, hardworking people, good work ethics, and we can always train them to whatever we want them to do. So, yeah. Personality is a main thing for us, I think.
That's great.
Because you want to get along with your clients.
Yeah, we want to get along with them and we want them to get along with our customers too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
again, what's the best way to find out about the positions you have open or to learn more about that or apply, Lars?
Yeah, just go check out our website, Nordic Companies, Inc., and there's a Meet the Team link on top of the page there.
Okay. Well, we've had some rain here in the metro, some very heavy rain in other spots. We've had some large hail over across parts of our region. So I imagine people are going to be starting to find some trouble with their houses. When it's been as dry as it's been and we get very heavy rains, Lars, concerns about our houses at all?
Yeah, there is a concern with this. We haven't had much rain really for months. Like March didn't have a lot of rain. April didn't, May didn't, and we didn't have snow this winter even. So our soil, we have like almost like 90% clay in our soil. So when the soil is almost like a sponge. So when it's really wet, it expands, and you know the sponge gets really heavy, and then when it dries out, it kind of shrinks and it gets super light. That's how our soil is. So when it's super dry like it is right now, the soil contracts. And it shrinks, and you could lose support under the footing of foundations, causing homes to settle.
Mm.
Sometimes you could also see that the soil ends up pulling away from that foundation, creating a big gap along the foundation. And we have seen that on a lot of houses recently, and then we suddenly get a heavy rainfall, and then that water, all that rain could end up going straight down in that gap, down along your foundation and potentially end up flooding your basement.
Okay, so check your base. And we had a big power outage in Moorhead. I know there's power outages across our region, but Moorhead was without power, a massive chunk of Moorhead for like five and a half hours, which means if the power was out, there's sump pumps.
That's why we're always saying you have to have a backup sump pump because of these situations. And one thing I want to say, though, if you have a gap along your foundation like this, do not fill it with dirt.
Uh-huh.
Do not fill it with dirt because eventually the soil is going to get so wet again that it's going to expand and it's going to fill that gap itself. But if you end up filling it with dirt and then it expands back, you might end up with a foundation problem.
Is it good to shoot a little water down there?
It's a good idea to get your hose out and don't shoot water into the gap, but maybe a foot to 2 feet away from it. And then it's a slow process. It takes a while for clay to soak in.
It's been a long time. I had a drought, I don't remember when it was in the summer, and I took one of those soaker hoses.
Yeah.
And I kind of put that around that. It's got like the little holes that are poked through it, and that seemed to work.
That works really well. You know, people should, you know, unless we get a ton of more rain now, I don't know if we will or not, but still, we only had about an inch here in Fargo, Moorhead.
Right.
So this is still kind of dry. So this is something to keep an eye on and maybe soak the soil a foot or two away from the foundation, maybe 20 minutes, and then wait for some hours and do it again.
That's interesting, like you say, a foot or two away, because I think I've put hose water down in that crack next to the foundation in the past.
Our Laney's studio line, it's open, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Our text club is at 35270. Text your questions in to 35270. Here's a question that popped in. With a lake home with central air that you only go to on the weekends, is it best to keep it cool all week or shut down and then turn the AC on Friday? And then also wondering the same for heat in the winter. Should I keep the fan on or put it on auto mode?
Absolutely keep the fan on.
Okay.
We see actually a lot of mold problems in lake homes because they're shut down for a larger period of time. And people get kind of greedy and they don't want to spend money heating or cooling it. And then you don't have any air circulation. And without air circulation, the air kind of gets stagnant and you might end up with mold forming on the walls. And it's typically like an orange type of mold. It's not like the traditional black type that we see. And you can see it just form on surfaces. That's a common thing we see in lake homes.
So keep the fan on.
Keep the fan on, get air circulation, keep the humidity down.
Okay, a question about if you have a power failure, how does the backup sump pump work? Are there battery-operated ones?
They're battery-operated ones. Those are, you know, they work really well, but you have to stay on top of the battery, make sure that it's charged and that it is charging. Other options are water-pressured sump pumps that operate off
of... I've seen those, and I've always been a little bit hesitant. Your insight and thoughts on those, Lars?
Oh, I love them. I have one in my house.
Mm. Well, there you go. That speaks volumes.
I'm embarrassed to say I don't even remember last time I checked my sump pump. Because I have my battery backups or the water pressure backup sump.
Water pressure backup sump.
As long as you got water coming into your house, you should have a pump that's working.
Interesting. Are they pricier?
They're a little bit more expensive, yeah, and usually will have to be installed by a plumber.
Okay, somebody was having a roof that was leaking during last night's storm in North Moorhead. What should they be concerned about, Lars?
Ooh, it depends on how much water they got in and what's actually causing the leak. If, like, their turbine vent blew off, they might have a large diameter hole in the roof right now. Oof, so that would be a big concern that should be addressed sooner than later. But, yeah, a roof leak can be caused by so many different things. So definitely something they want to have addressed as soon as possible.
Give you guys a call. You can come over there and take a look at it.
Yeah.
Is there a long waiting list?
Like, yep.
Yeah. Like a week or two out? Do you guys like make emergency? Like, do you like kind of put things to the forefront if it's an emergency because of storms?
Sometimes we can squeeze things in, yeah.
Okay. Yep. Nordic Companies, Inc. You can find them on the web. What's your phone number again, Lars?
701-566-1446.
And if you want to work for Lars in a good company, we'll give him a call there, too. He's got job openings. Thanks, Lars.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, Inc., joining us here on the KFGO Morning Crew, as he does so every Tuesday around 6:40 to answer your house questions.